I didn't want to talk about the midfielders and the Brownlow yesterday because I just thought it was the wrong time.
Yeah, wrong week.
And we should have been celebrating. But there's a lot of stuff that's been written since and spoken about as to, you know, how heavily the midfielders voted yesterday. And I put to you that this is the best theory that I can come up with. And that is, with the system-based game that a lot of coaches now play, they do not want to assign a tagger to another midfielder. Therefore, the midfielders, who are really important to the game, they don't actually play with anybody on them at any stage of the game. So they do pad their numbers week in, week out.
And that's right.
And they're impossible to miss for the umpire and impossible to miss for the coaches too when they do their votes.
Right under their noses. There's no doubt about that. No, and we said this at Payne yesterday. So it's just the system, and that's how it is, and we've got to accept it, because it's trying to umpire a game would be hard enough. I couldn't do it. It'd be just a nightmare. So my admiration for those people is through the roof. And then trying to get them to understand the nuance of what's going on in defence with, say, Sam Taylor on a Tom Hawkins, and the way he defends and his body position and his ability to read the play and getting, that just might be too hard. And that's not being condescending. That's clearly the whole All Australian backline, Tim, the six of them wouldn't have beaten Ollie Wines. I did the thing last night. So the six All-Australian defenders didn't get enough votes to beat Ollie Wines.
Do we need to then look at changing the voting system around the Brownlow?
No.
As to who casts the votes?
No, because I'm really vehemently opposed to that. It's just up to others to then assess how much weight you want to put on it. We say that the Brownlow medal is the be all and end all, or the general consensus is that's our highest award, and it is right up there. But maybe it's not the absolute pinnacle because of the fact that it is given by the umps, who are, you know, very much conscious and cognizant of midfielders and ball winners, as opposed to some other awards. That's up to us to sort of allocate where we have it in the pecking order.
Okay, let's throw it out there. Do you agree with Gary that maybe that needs to be looked at in terms of where we actually place it in the pecking order of awards in the game?
That's right. I'm not telling anyone that it has to be anywhere. If you think it's the number one award, then absolutely fantastic. I'm not being critical. Others might say, well, I'd rather the umpires or the players. I don't know whether the players take it as seriously as they need to. I don't know about that either. So it's just a little bit hard.
But their MVP comes up with a midfielder as well.
Year
in, year out.
Yep. No, you're 100% right. So maybe there is no solution to it, Whispers. Maybe you just got to get into the midfield. It does affect marketability and, you know, wage and salary and all that sort of stuff.